Columnist and writer Sean Kirst spent 25 years telling the stories of Central New Yorkers for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Now he's gathered together a collection of those columns in a book called The Soul of Central New York. Telling true stories about the people of the region through the craft of journalism is Kirst's life work. WRVO's Catherine Lopa recently interviewed Kirst and asked him about the state of journalism today.
What's the reaction been to the book from the community so far?
It's been, you know what? It's been life-changing because it will affect the decisions I make next. But this reaction from the community, and I say this in a demonstrative way, it's the fastest-selling book in the history of the Syracuse University Press. They've run out of it already, and it's been utterly crazy. And what it says to me is that people want true storytelling, that they want storytelling about their community, and they want storytelling about the elements that matter in their lives, and it's been unbelievable.
I think there's probably a reason why you emphasize the word true there in that answer. So
absolutely.
Maybe while I've got you, we can talk about what's going on in journalism right now and fake news and a lot of people not believing journalism, true journalism. Do you have some commentary?
My belief with journalism always was that the core elements of the American experience could meld or mesh divergent communities, and the idea being that someone raising a child in pioneer homes is going through all the same challenges and all the same struggles and all the same things as someone raising a child in Cicero. And that the problem is people think so much about divisions instead about core dualities, and why that's important. This isn't a kumbaya thing. If you write a piece and you explain that, people feel it. That's when it resonates. You want a piece to resonate. The feeling of a baby on your shoulder is the same in Central Square as it is at Hilltop, you know? And what's going on right now with fake news, with everything in American journalism, is the opposite of that. I think the dark side of that, it's an attempt at division. It's an attempt to separate, and it's phony. It's phony, and it's getting spread by you know, digital journalism, and it is based on anger, and it is based on fear, and it becomes incumbent on us who care deeply about journalism to take that on head on. I'm not even talking about politics. I'm talking about the corruption and debasement of our business.
Is there anything we can do to combat that?
Yeah, it's like that great line from The Nightmare Before Christmas. We just got to do our best. I mean, we just got to do what we do. And I think we can't be preachy. We can't be judgmental. The thing that I hate worse right now, and I won't get into any venues, but is a sort of traditionally, let's face it, traditional liberal elite journalism venues that are sort of sitting there with their wire rims on their nose saying, oh, this is awful, right? And not speaking to the people. The way you reach people is with core elements and emotion. And that's where we got to go. The America that has to be moved and brought back to sort of what I see as reality is this, you know, it's a suffering quadrant of this country that feels disenfranchised and alienated. And you can't speak at them. You have to speak to them. And communal experience is what speaks to anyone. So I think that's where we got to go.
That's writer Sean Kirst speaking with WRVO's Catherine Loper. His new book is called The Soul of Central New York. And you can hear more of our interview with Kirst at WRVO.org.